This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer, Gary Haven with you. Roger Stone is about to be in studio breaking down his latest intel. But I wanted to make a point here before I got out of here. And we also may have a video. I did a little undercover video yesterday getting people to sign a petition to remove George Washington from the dollar bill. So we may have that as well as another little Easter egg that we found out. But I wanted to just have this conversation with you before I got out of here, Gary. With all of these people protesting, you know, removal of these statues, this, that, or the other thing, it's all going on. You know, I don't want to go to civil war over a Confederate statue, honestly. That's not something I want to go to a civil war over. These are local communities. If they want to remove the statue legally, then okay, you're going to do that. But that's not what's happening. There is no debate. There is no conversation, and it just got me thinking. The real political debate that we need to be having right now is conservatism versus progressive, you know, progressing. What areas should we be? Okay, here's an area where we can be progressing right now. Humanity is ready to progress over here. Here's an area over here. Well, let's conserve this thing. We're not really to, but we don't get that debate. We don't have that political debate. We get drugged through the mud of racism, or we get drugged through the mud of Nazi, or we get drugged through the mud of Russia, all this fake news. Humanity, us as Americans, we're not even able to have that higher intellectual debate of conservatism versus progressivism.
Yeah, I agree with you. On the statue issue, communities, unless it's a federal park, communities ought to have the right to say what stays up and what doesn't. Revisionist history, by the way, which is rampant right now, kind of my hobby is going back over looking for true history. It's a fascinating thing to do.
That's where the real history is.
Oh, it's amazing. And we could have a week of shows about that.
And that's part of the problem is these people don't know history.
Yeah, and, you know, they just, they've been spoon-fed the politically correct version. And that's what's going on with this as well. You know, when Trump was defending in that press conference over the infrastructure, he was saying, what's going to be next? The George Washington statues. Right. And guess what?
He was 100% right.
It happened literally the next day.
Yep.
This community should have the right to make that kind of decision, and hopefully they'll make it thoughtfully and not so stupidly that it seems to occur. You know, I think what you're going to find, Owen, is that every Democratic community across America is going to have no statues other than, the politically correct ones. Maybe there'll be statues of Hillary.
Bill Clinton and Robert Byrd statues. You know, Robert Byrd has like dozens of streets named after him in West Virginia and statues. A KKK member.
Yeah.
But no one's protesting that statue.
Yeah. Who really, if you look at it as accomplishments, it looks like Hillary's accomplishment. Mm. You know, nothing did really do for the state of West Virginia. And yet they're honoring him as if he's some big hero. You know, that guy stayed in that office for like 50 years.
It's amazing.
They had to roll him into the building, and yet they were continuing to elect him. I think what we've got to do right now is we've got to really take a stand about the media. And Trump did a pretty interesting job in that press event. He shouted back, "You are fake news," over and over.
Points at him, too. He says, "You people."
Yeah, and I got to tell you, as unpleasant as that was, I think we thinking people have to
America loves it.
Claim it.
America loves it when he points to the fact, because that's who's really dividing us. I mean, ultimately, we should all be able to unite behind the CNNs of the world, the MSNBCs of the world, all these people spreading fake news. Because even the protesters, when I go out on the street and talk to these people, they know CNN and MSNBC is fake news. So I'm like, well, then why do you believe what they say?
Yeah.
It's because they just want to LARP.
And it's, you know, and it's easy. People are lazy. We're all lazy. And
that's exactly right.
We don't want to do the investment to think critically or to do our research. And again, that's a great reason, Owen, that you're here and Alex in his program is you help people wrestle with the truth. And I'll tell you, sometimes that truth is unpleasant. But if we're going to save our country from the globalists and the diminishing of our country, we're going to have to fight for the truth. I think we all have to have a mantra, okay? Do not watch fake news. Deny it every time you can.
Just unplug it. Just completely remove yourself from that spectrum. We'll be right back with Roger Stone.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Before you slip into unconsciousness.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Roger Stone.
I haven't seen the liberal media freaking out this bad since Trump won the election. And this might be even worse, because now, instead of almost breaking out into tears, Van Jones did break out into tears. And it looked like Anderson Cooper and Don Lemonhead were trying to hold them back. Even Jimmy Fallon put his show on hold to give an anti-Trump editorial. And Jimmy Kimmel is saying that he needs to go. What did the president do, you're wondering, to cause all this grief and to cause people to call for his impeachment? Well, when he denounced the horrible and deadly violence in Charlottesville, Virginia over the weekend, he said that both sides were violent and that both sides were causing problems. Well, how dare you, Mr. President? Please repeat that horrible statement that you made on Saturday, Mr. President, that is endorsing the neo-Nazi white supremacists, KKK, and Adolf Hitler himself.
I brought it. I brought it. I brought it.
We need you for Instagram this.
As I said on, remember, the Saturday, we condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence. It has no place in America. And then I went on from there. Now, here's the thing. Excuse me. Take it nice and easy. Here's the thing. When I make a statement, I like to be correct. I want the facts. This event just happened. In fact, a lot of the event didn't even happen yet as we were speaking. This event just happened. Before I make a statement, I need the facts. So I don't want to rush into a statement. So making the statement when I made it was excellent. In fact...
Oh, it was excellent, huh? Oh, what's this? Charlottesville's victim's mother thanks Trump for words of comfort. The mother of a 32-year-old woman who was killed Saturday in a car ramming attack during violent protests in Charlottesville, Virginia, thanked President Trump for offering words of comfort and for condemning the violence. Quote... Thank you, President Trump, for those words of comfort and for denouncing those who promote violence and hatred. Susan Breaux, mother of Heather Heyer, said in a statement after President Trump called out white supremacists and other hate groups during a press conference Monday afternoon. So the poor mother of this girl who was murdered thanked President Trump for denouncing the violence. But let's check in and see what CNN had to say about President Trump's statements.
We normally start off the broadcast saying good evening, but tonight there doesn't seem to be much that is good about this evening, because a few hours ago, the President of the United States revealed so clearly who and what he really is. Today, the President of the United States ripped open wounds that have barely begun healing in Charlottesville on a subject, race, that has tormented this country from the very beginning and nearly torn it apart more than once.
What?
He ripped open these wounds so he could show the world that he did not make a mistake on Saturday when he spoke words that were ill-considered, untrue, and insensitive.
But what exactly is untrue about his statement? Let's check in with Don Lemon and see what he thinks.
This is a sad moment for the country, and I think it was an awful moment for the person who's supposed to represent the highest office of the land. I mean, there you, today you saw the real Donald Trump proving all of his critics right in that moment. Everyone was sitting there watching, saying, here we go, his true colors are coming out.
These people are more upset with what President Trump said about the event than they are about the girl getting murdered by that psychotic lunatic who ran into that crowd with his car. Tell us what you really think of Antifa, Don, the leftist terrorist organization, which dresses up like ISIS and then riots every time a conservative speaker is invited to a college
Mark camp. Dice, a group media analysis, social critic, political activist, and author. He appears in several groundbreaking documentary films, including Invisible Empire and the 9/11 Chronicles, and was featured on the History Channel's Decoded. His newest book is The Bilderberg Group, Fact or Fiction. That's got to be interesting. Mark, welcome to the InfoWars program. I'm Gary Haven, and I've got Roger Stone sitting here. What say you?
You know, never before has Alex Jones's InfoWars operation been more appropriately named, because we're in an information war. And as we've all been watching for the last couple of days, they've ramped it up into levels that are really beyond Orwellian. And of course, they're trying to stoke the fears, literally glorifying leftist terrorist Antifa. CNN is now literally a terrorist propaganda network. The network itself, their anchors, Chris Cuomo, is glorifying Antifa on Twitter. This is astonishing. And of course, they're trying to hype up the anti-Trump fever that we saw brewing last summer when events in Chicago were canceled due to violence, when we saw a peaceful Donald Trump supporters being attacked unprovoked, unprovoking their attackers in San Jose and in other cities. We're entering into some dangerous, dangerous territory. So it's glad to be with you guys. I think that, you know, InfoWars is doing such a fantastic operation. And again, never before has the name of this network really been more appropriate, because this is an Orwellian information war that we have to win.
Well, Mark, I follow your tweets avidly on Twitter. You're a real truth teller, and I'm glad to be with you today. We really are in a Kafka-esque-like moment. I mean, it's truly Alice in Wonderland when the President of the United States speaks an obvious truth, which is to say that violence, when condoned or advocated or perpetrated by anyone on the left or the right, is wrong, and he is slammed for saying that. As if because of history, some people should get a pass while others don't. It's like saying up is down and down is up. It's a moment of true insanity.
It's beyond bizarre. It would be as if you brought your wife, your girlfriend to a nice restaurant, and in the middle of dinner, you're like, you know, this food really sucks. And she'd be like, you know, and you're like, well, this restaurant sucks. And she'd be like, well, what restaurant are you talking about? You didn't name the restaurant specifically. You weren't really clear about what it was you were saying. You know, it's absurd to nitpick and mince his words about his statement, which he made right after the horrific event happened, right as really when the details were still emerging about what it was that happened when that psycho ran into that crowd with his car. And not only are they just, you know, upset and nitpicking him, I mean, I haven't seen them this upset literally since the election. This is perhaps even worse because, and more dangerous, because they're literally trying to brand all Trump supporters as little SS officers, supporters of Adolf Hitler. And unfortunately, they want to see more events like we saw where innocent people were being attacked at Trump events just for wearing red MAGA hats. This is incredible. This is really... Every time I think that they can't sink any lower, they do. But now we're into just dangerous territory. It became laughable about the Russia conspiracy theories. Really, it was almost dying down. It was almost dead. And then they found one little thread to pull on, and that was Donald Trump Jr.'s meeting with someone from Russia. They hyped that up for a few days. That died down because it's another nothing burger. Then Paul Manafort is being investigated. That's died down. I mean, what did he do? Maybe miss a checkbox on one of his tax forms? I mean, whatever it is that he allegedly did has no direct connection to the campaign. This investigative creep has now veered so far off the rails that it's going into just people's personal finances, no relations to this campaign. I can't believe that CNN, that these improv pundits, and that's what they are. It's as if you're at an improv comedy show where people give the comedians a topic to talk about, and then they have to make it funny. They have to entertain the audience. And that's what the people on CNN, MSNBC, all these, the big three, ABC, NBC, CBS, they're improv pundits because they're given a topic they know nothing about. They have a role to play. They have to act it out and try to convince the audience that what they're saying is legitimate. And it's dangerous at this point.
Well, I've been in the audience on those shows, and of course they hold up this sign that says laugh or clap.
Applause.
Yeah. That's what the audience does, and it's about as genuine as being obedient to a sign. You know, it's interesting. They the ones that have tried to stick something to Trump, and they've had to move through all of these events that you just went through. They've been unsuccessful in getting anything to stick, but what they have been successful with is keeping us from talking about the real criminals, the real crimes. You know, I have a lot of experience in Haiti, where I saw firsthand the Clinton Foundation get away with stealing literally billions of dollars from the poorest to the poor. And not only was that not being covered, but the people that were going to testify against them. One of them just a few weeks ago was suicided on the Saturday before he was to talk on Tuesday. But there's just so many real things going on. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, for example, that they have been successful in filling the news cycle. You know, there's only so many minutes a day of news. Successfully filling the news cycle so that they provided cover for so many things. You know, Seth Rich, the DNC, claiming that it was Russia when they had actually discovered it or released it. So you got to give them credit. Even though we're frustrated and kind of chattering, trying to defend Trump all day long, they have been able to move through the news cycles one after the other and provide cover for the real criminals out there.
And it's sad that we have to keep fighting back and keep debunking them on a daily basis. I mean, these allegations that Trump is a racist, let alone a white supremacist supporter, they're so absurd. They've been debunked for literally decades. I mean, Trump's own inner circle. I mean, you know, Rogers worked with them. You guys know this. Omarosa, his promoted black women to positions of power within his organizations. It's so insane. Because the people who actually know him, the people who have worked with him, are just shaking their head at this. But unfortunately, you have the public, the general liberals who've just tuned out, are so easily manipulated by this. And now They're not only trying to paint all Trump supporters, you know, the alt-right and racist, white supremacist. They're doing the same thing with anybody who is concerned about censorship on the internet. As you guys know, there's some protests that were planned. I don't know. I think some of them have been canceled due to security concerns. Protesting Google's censorship regarding the firing of that engineer over his memo, which laid out some basic biological and sociological facts about men and women in a very, you know, calm tone. And now they're painting those protesters as being the same people who gathered in Charlottesville, Virginia for the alt-right march. It's so insane.
Well said, Mark. Taking a break now. We'll be back in a few.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Down on the shacks,
don't want no shackles on me. Don't want no shackles.
All right, I'm Roger Stone with Gary Heaven. We're here on the Alex Jones Show with our guest, Mark Dice. Gary, you had another question for Mark?
Yeah, Mark, I just want to thank you for the great work you're doing. I just happened to have you pop up on my internet last night and watch you. So, you know, here you are today in front of me, and I get to talk with you. Really great job. People that want to get in touch with you can do it through, this is probably the easiest website I've ever seen, markdice.com.
And that takes me directly to my YouTube channel. You know, I'm on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. YouTube is kind of my primary platform where on almost a daily basis, I just debunk the fake news. And many of my videos are getting more viewers literally than CNN has. And that's why they're trying to shut down YouTubers. As you guys may have seen, they've been demonetizing news channels like mine, controversial videos, and they just may have kicked a bee's nest because just last week they demonetized Diamond and Silk's channel. They're the two hilarious black sisters that give commentary on the news and support Donald Trump.
I love them.
They're absolutely hilarious. They've become a YouTube sensation, internet sensation. President Trump noticed them during the campaign. They came out to events. And so YouTube demonetized their channel by 95% last week. Same thing they've done to mine. Same thing they've done to anyone. Trying to prevent them from becoming full-time YouTubers or full-time, you know, news commentators. And so they have just demonetized, taken away the income of one of, if not the, the most favorite channel of the President of the United States, of two women who just a week earlier were invited to a meeting with the Department of Labor or the Department of Commerce to talk about developing their business as part of a program to help minority business owners.
Yeah, so I'm going to say, Mark, I see this attack on Diamond and Silk as strictly what it is, racism. They're being attacked because they're black and therefore Donald Trump. It's outrageous. Mm-hmm. Where are the faux tears now of Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and Black Lives Matter? Why aren't they standing up for Diamond and Silk? It just shows you how fraudulent the whole thing is.
Yeah, you know, any black conservative gets attacked. It comes with the territory.
Yep. There was a young teenager, I can't remember his name, who was denouncing Barack Obama, making YouTube videos, and then supports President Trump. And, you know, there were large portions of people online that were trying to hunt him down and find out where he works and threatening to come and attack him, assault him at his place of employment. And, you know, where's the ACLU? Where's Al Sharpton protecting these people? You're right. Ben Carson's home was just vandalized yesterday. It's so absurd. And so that's why it's so important that on a daily basis, InfoWars and everybody just continues to stay vigilant. And, you know, I see these attacks. They're not demoralizing the base. They're not demoralizing us at all. We're getting more involved because we see what's at risk here. And so we're paying attention. We're following the news. We're studying history. We're on a daily basis combating this insane terrorist propaganda that they're putting out. And everything so far has only backfired. They said that Trump wasn't going to win. He won. They said he, you know, he hates every single thing that they've done has only turned out to be wrong. And we can use it to ridicule them and to show people why they should never watch CNN, MSNBC, any of these major broadcast networks. Their audiences are dwindling. You know, if you look at their ratings compared to, you know, in the 80s and 90s, I mean, we had major network television shows that would get a quarter of the entire television audience watching one particular show. 25% of all people watching television would watch one particular show. Now, there are tens of thousands of YouTube channels with 100,000 subscribers, thousands with 1 million subscribers, Hulu, Netflix, Amazon Prime, InfoWars, everybody is now fractionalized. And so these major networks are panicking because they don't have the influence that they once did. And that's why they're really coming after all of us, trying to hurt us financially, hurting Diamond and Silk financially, trying to hurt Alex, trying to hurt me, to really shut us down because they are scared of us because we're so effective.
I think that's exactly right. I mean, what's interesting about watching all these talking heads is how completely fraudulent it is. And these are people acting like they're upset. A greater concern to me, however, are members of the White House staff members of the administration who are now telling reporters on a background basis how upset they are with the president and his comments and how inappropriate this is. I guess the moral of this story is if you hire gutless moderate Republicans, don't be surprised when they act like gutless moderate Republicans. The people who work for the president are doing him a disservice. He deserves better.
Mark, thanks for joining us today. People can find you at markdice.com. And
we're on the march. The Empire.
You're doing a great job out there. Thank you.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. Did you know that I'm about 75% better? I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Mycos EX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have the California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Take 30% off of Mycos EX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 million live in each pill probiotic. Mycos EX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with Mycos EX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist 50 years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone. I'm here with Gary Heaven sitting in for Alex Jones. We've got Mark Dice still with us on the line. We were talking about the faux outrage that has been manifested by the political establishment in this country while they try yet again to undo what was done at the ballot box last November. That's what this is really about. There has been, since Election Day, a consistent effort to destabilize and delegitimize the Trump presidency. Russia didn't work. The Russian collusion delusion turned out to be a dud. No smoke, no fire, no crime, and no cover-up. So now we've now moved back to race baiting as an attempt to destabilize our president. But you would expect that the president could at least command the loyalty of the men and women that he's appointed to high office, at least command the loyalty of those around him. Joining us now is Alex Jones himself. Alex, welcome to your show.
The cell reception isn't that good here. Can you hear me?
Yes, indeed.
The reason I called in is I mean this from the bottom of my heart. I admire Mark Dice so much. I admire you, Roger, so much. I admire Gary Haven so much. And I've never been somebody that's just about openly on air saying how much I admire somebody. But I want everybody to understand something. We are in a total war against pure evil. And I was sitting here having lunch with my family, listening with an earpiece to you guys. And I had to call in just to say this, that some of us have had our differences, like Mark and I in the past. Both of us were probably wrong 7, 8 years ago. We were fighting over stupid stuff. But now, at a spiritual level, we are up against pure evil that wants to end our free will, totally break up our families, and enslave our society. And I just can't help. I'm just calling to say this, even though it sounds cheesy, a feeling of strong kinship with you guys and strong kinship with black patriots and Hispanic patriots and white patriots and Asian patriots who want free market, who want true justice, who want true Western civilization / renaissance / the best attributes of every culture. And to know we're up against scientific, conscious evil. And I was going to call in just to make the point that what you just said, the Russian narrative was a fraud from the beginning. It's dead. They rode the horse till it rotted. So now they've got the race bait. And when you look at it, it's a total hoax because they have nothing. And it just symbolizes how nasty they are. And they're not insane. They are conscious. It's in the WikiLeaks. They said America's coming together. They want free market. What do we do? And it's top professors advising Hillary. And they say, make them desperate. Keep them alone. Break up everything, make them poor. And there's rarely in history do you have choices between something so good, this new American Revolution, and something so bad, pure globalism, that is beyond anything Hitler ever dreamed of, and is literally about bondage and evil and social control and domination. And so this is the maximum push of peer pressure to make weak-minded people turn against Trump, turn against this renaissance. They are all over the news trying to kill the recovery. They are all over the news trying to kill the economy. They are so pissed that people get it. And there's $4 trillion in the stock market and on all this other great news, $400 billion in new jobs, 1.5 million new jobs. And they keep saying failure, 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 hissing at him like a movie, the media, like snakes hissing, like nothing I've ever seen going, you'll never get here. You'll never get your infrastructure. And he finally goes, one person has an infrastructure. Here's the last question. People ought to play that, so it's the last part of the 20-minute press conference. And the guy goes, you didn't get tax cuts, and you didn't get the other stuff. You didn't get Obamacare repeal. You'll never get it. He's like betting against America, betting against everything, just with executive power. He has turned it all around with us, believing and investing and understanding and getting involved. And it's so epic that I cannot believe how real this is. And that our lifetime, we are witnessing such a clear-cut choice, and it's beyond. It's 1,000 times wanting my football team to win and sudden death overtime, you know, games I watched in the bleachers. I mean, I've been at Super Bowl games back when I was like 18 years old, you know, paying $500 a ticket, you know, watching sudden death overtime games. It just everything mattered that my team win, and when they did, I thought I was in heaven. This is 1,000 times that. This is the real game for my children, your children, and all of us that are in this fight. It's so precious what all of us are doing, not to recognize ourselves as great, but to realize we are the opposition and to recognize our listeners and to recognize how incredibly important this is. And when I see the strength of Roger, or I see the strength of Gary, or I see the strength of David Knight, the strength of somebody like Mark Dice, who just gets stronger and stronger and stronger, it makes me feel strong. And it's so good to understand that spiritually, we're not envious, hateful people, that we've thrown off the spirit of the world. We're not perfect. And that literally it is the spirit of Christ that is going to defeat the enemy. And I just feel such kinship to all of you and the listeners that I just wanted to call in and tell you guys how much I love you and how much I appreciate you because, gosh, we're up against evil. But you know what? We're going to come through this together. And hearing that pastor last hour and his spirit, both pastors, Pastor Pena and Pastor Brown, the world, bullied by peer pressure, believing they're on the real team. I've had people in Seattle, 99% come over and tell me they love me, probably 400 people, who I can't even go down the street. But I've had three, four people walk over, one out of 100, literally, and go, F you, Alex Jones, we hate you, and point at me in public when I'm walking down the street with my, like it hurts me, like their peer pressure hurts me. And I realize they're slaves. Thank God we're not like them. Thank God that we're not total slaves that actually care about peer pressure and things. We have an inner compass of justice. Not that we're good. We realize we're fallen and wicked, but we want to be with God. We want to be good. And that's the difference. I just want to say, this is an epic time. We need to pray for justice, pray for truth, come together. I've never been a racist person, but I've been tribal and I've been sick of people telling me I'm racist, and I've had, you know, thoughts that aren't good. But I want to say this. This has helped me transcend completely any classism or racism I had. I'm tired of being brought up in Dallas and being told I was racist, told I was bad, physically attacked because of who I was. I have transcended it completely because I'm not going to be part of the enemy who claims they're trying to transcend racism when they're the ones pushing it. We all have souls. We all are made by the Creator. We're all brothers and sisters. And I want everybody to know, no matter what color they are, I love you. And I don't even hate Islam, except it was created by the evil to oppress people. I love the people. I hate their system of control. And I just want to say I love you guys, and I appreciate you and take over. Sorry, I'm always calling in. I just, the broadcast is so powerful. And the spirit of God being risen up against the enemy as the full spirit of evil rises up. For every action, there's an opposite, equal reaction. And we can all feel it. It is so electrical. And we are now all literally that stay the course for truth and justice and say no to the peer pressure. Every level we go up like a game, but it's the real world. Those are facsimiles copying reality. We become even stronger, and it's not a power trip. It's humbling. These evil people are looking for power. They have no idea. They're just tuning into God. There's so much power. You'll be completely humbled. So back to Mark Dyson, you guys, amazing job. It's amazing listening to you, and it's amazing knowing we have Nico and the rest of the great crew that put up with me and so much and worked so hard. Everybody in the whole office to bring you this transmission. This is truly beautiful, and it's history happening. And I didn't come up with M4s on my own. I just literally, it was spiritual. This whole fight has been preparing us every way, and every level we go up, God gives us even more strength to face the enemy. And every time we come through, but even if we're defeated individually, it's part of a larger plan, and know that God is God, not the God of this world, the devil. Back to you great American patriots and great humans. I love you guys. I just wanted to let you know that.
Thank you, Alex. Now I think it'd probably be a terrific time to point out to you that we don't have a George Soros writing big checks in the background. We don't get big money from the Ford Foundation or the Rockefeller Foundation. We have to count on you and to keep the doors open and to realize the expansion that Alex Jones has in mind. I ask you to go to the InfoWars store now. Now, some of you may recently have seen the attack on the InfoWars store by Ben Smith's BuzzFeed. And by the way, if you're interested in funny cat videos, that is the best place to go. But I want to thank the folks at BuzzFeed because we actually had a substantial uptick in our sales at InfoWars as patriots found us and found these terrific products. No product will go online at the InfoWars store that hasn't been rigorously tested and where we don't have hundreds and in many cases thousands of testimonials of satisfied patriots. So you've got a $17.76 special now at the store, and these prices blow my mind. Brain Force, by which I would not be able to do this show right now, 55% off, $17.76. This stuff is terrific in terms of helping you with your focus and to kind of gather your mental energy. Survival Shield X2, again, 55% off at $17.76. Secret 12, 55% off. These are the very best of the best products at the site. Silver Bullet, 66% off, only $9.95. So do yourself a favor, do us a favor, do the freedom movement a favor. If we're not here, there will be no voice in opposition to what the CNNs and the MSNBCs and the networks are saying. So support us with your dollars, and we will support you with the truth. Gary?
Yeah, Mark, we're glad you stayed with us. Alex called in and had to had to share that with you. And I tell you what, I'm honored to have the words said about me. How do you feel about that?
It's been an honor to watch Alex's operation grow from just a website back in 2005 when I discovered it. That was streaming the radio show to, you know, kind of an early YouTube channel with Alex just broadcasting with a black curtain in the back to now what InfoWars is today, a full-blown, fully functioning, you know, global media operation with reporters and contributors, the best guests, the best reporters. I've seen his crew grow over the years, and he's got such a great team now. And let's face it, they want InfoWars shut down, and they want Alex Jones dead or in jail. And that's not an exaggeration. And that's why BuzzFeed did some testing on the InfoWars supplements. They were hoping to find that they were being falsely advertised, hoping to turn that over to the FDA, hoping to get Alex indicted. And they are trying and hoping, praying to their Lord Lucifer to shut down InfoWars. So it's very important that everybody watch everybody's back. It's great to be a part of the InfoWars family, to see Alex's operation grow from just a small website to what it is today. And, you know, it's incredible to see the mainstream media now almost every day attacking Alex. And that's when you know that he's doing the right thing, is when these liberal comedian propagandists like Stephen Colbert and Jimmy Kimmel are attacking him. You know then that Alex is doing the right thing. So it's, you know, it's great to be a part of the team, and we have to just keep going. And like, when you're going to be physically fit, you want to stay healthy. It's not just going to the gym once in a while. You have to do it consistently. You can take a couple days off to recover and relax and you know, get re-energized. But we got to come back into it. And so, Alex, I hope you enjoy your vacation. And for all of us, you know, the listeners, the crew, you know, we're all we must remain in this fight full time. We can't do it. We can't cut loose just yet. So it's great to be with you guys. Always good to be a part of the team.
And I like your gym analogy, being the founder of the largest fitness franchise in the world. You're talking my language. Mark, thanks for being here. MarkDice.com. Watch his videos, guys. They're great. We appreciate it, Mark. God bless.
Appreciate you guys. God bless.
You know, what's amazed me, Gary, is the large number of reporters that have contacted me in the last 72 hours asking me the same question over and over again. How badly has the president hurt himself? Don't you think this is the end? How debilitating is this? They really don't understand that the president actually just helped himself. He just reinforced for his base that he's not going to be pushed around anymore. Let's review exactly what happened. You had this horrific event in Charlottesville, smelling more and more every day like a false flag. Sure, there may have been a few legitimate Klansmen and neo-Nazis sprinkled around throughout the demonstration, but more and more with the revelations about the Craigslist ad hiring actors and the suspicious background of Jason Kessler, who's a white supremacist who only a few months ago seemed to be a Barack Obama supporter and protesting with Occupy. This is beginning to smell very bad, like a put-up job, a get prop, a provocation as an attack point for the president. President comes out immediately, and he forcefully denounces bigotry and hatred. But that's not good enough for his critics. He hasn't been specific enough. So the next day he comes out and he denounces white supremacists. Absolutely. White supremacists are evil and they should be denounced. But then when he goes one step further and tells an eternal truth that hate and violence and bigotry are wrong on the left or the right, and that Black Lives Matter has vicious thugs who are perpetrating violence, well, then all of a sudden, all hell is broken loose, and the president is a racist. This is a part and parcel of this simple fact. The president will never please his critics. Nothing he says will be good enough. But the Trump world, Trump America, the people who voted for him, they are stronger now for the president than they have ever been. It is reflected in every poll where, if you look at those who voted for Hillary Clinton, she's actually lost strength. Many of her voters say they wouldn't do it again, whereas Donald Trump's intensity among Republican primary voters, among Republican voters, higher than it has ever been, higher even than in the closing days of the campaign. Has the president been hurt, Gary? Absolutely not. The president is stronger than ever, and he's ready for the struggle.
You know, Roger, those are great words. It's interesting. It's like he wants to be liked. And you know him quite well. I really would encourage him to realize that he ain't going to be liked by these people. So just go ahead and embrace that. Just be a truth teller and be bold. Do you think he's going to finally just throw his hands up and just do and say what he needs to say without trying to have people around him that may, you know, garner him some acceptance?
Yeah, it's very hard for people who have not spent any time with him to understand him. He really is an easygoing, good guy. He's funny. He's fun to be with. He uses self-deprecating humor. This is not a guy who's intense. This is a guy who it's great to hang out with. And yeah, in the beginning, he reached out to Al Gore. He reached out to the Reverend Al Sharpton. He posited that maybe Hillary shouldn't be prosecuted for her many crimes. He put out the olive branch. What did he get? He got the olive branch slapped out of his hands. I think, unfortunately, he's going to have to learn the hard way. I think now at this point, he has learned the hard way. His opponents are intractable. They will never give up until they drive him from office. They are not going to drive him from office because we aren't going to allow it.
We'll be back in a moment.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Thank you.
Good afternoon and welcome to Alex Jones in InfoWars. Sitting in for Alex today, Gary Haven and Roger Stone. We've had a great program today, haven't we, Roger?
Excellent, excellent. Great to be here. I echo what Alex says. If there's any guys I want to be in the bunker with, it's you guys.
I tell you what, we may be in a bunker if this thing continues to heat up. Now, what we've been talking about today is this event this last Saturday, which was a terrible tragedy for the young woman, but how much more to it than the fake media has talked about? And Roger is a friend of President Trump, knows that the president has been emboldened by this. He's done his best to honor the poor woman that died and to speak against the violence on all sides, by the way. And for that, he's taken great criticism. And all those of us that are still have the ability to think critically, Roger, I would say that that substance has been sacrificed on the altar of symbolism. And we're now in a situation where anything meaningful is just thrown over symbolism and cast away. We're not able to have an intelligent conversation about the real events. We're being shouted down. The president's being shouted down. That press conference that the president did the other day was one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. The disrespect from the media, but then the courage. He was in their face, pointing his finger, calling them fake news. So I commend his boldness. And I'm ashamed of the media and their disrespect for the president.
Yeah, I love the way he cuts them off and says, please, wait a minute. They would never treat Barack Obama this way, not in a million years. The open disdain, the hatred of the press corps, the working press, is just palpable. It's there for everybody to see. I also think the president made one other key point, which is to say, okay, you want to tear down statues of Robert E. Lee. You want to tear down statues of Jefferson Davis. George Washington was a slave owner. What about the memorials and statues of him? Would we tear those down also? To which one of the leading Black Lives Matters radicals said immediately, yes, absolutely. Not happening. Although I've been thinking of trying to find a statue of the well-known racist, bigot, Democrat President Woodrow Wilson. I'd like to help tear that down. This is an absurdity. This is political correctness run amok. And Donald Trump's had enough. He's fed up with it. I really think he has re-energized his base. And the fault lines here are clear. They're trying to make this another John McCain situation or another Mexico is importing their rapists. That's when they all said, Trump is done. He's finished. He's going to crash. No, on the contrary. The president, in my opinion, Gary, will only emerge stronger.
You know, Roger, I hope you're right. My concern is that they, being the leftists, the purveyors of chaos, have had a hell of a week. I mean, they dominated the media, and all of the nighttime comedians have gone after Trump over, as you said, a lack of a couple of words. So they've really gained a lot of power this week. I think they're going to be encouraged, and we're going to see this summer of rage continue and perhaps even escalate. And I tell you, it's so important that people like us who can explain things truthfully, rationally, are having an opportunity to share with the average American who believes in his country the truth so that they can defend our sovereignty and our Constitution and our freedom.
Gary, I couldn't agree with you more, and we are here at the tip of the spear. Thank you very much for joining us for the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.